This is WAMU 88.5's Morning Edition. I'm Matt McCleskey. Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam has declared a state of emergency starting Friday afternoon in advance of Lobby Day in Richmond on Monday. Northam said threats of civil unrest convinced him it was the necessary move. Joining us now with more on the governor's decision is Guns and America's Alana Wise. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
So what went down yesterday? Why the need for a state of emergency?
So Northam is trying to steer away from the sort of violent clashes that we saw in 2017 when a counter-protester to a far-right rally in Charlottesville, Heather Heyer, was killed during demonstrations. And the temporary weapons ban, which was also announced during Northam's announcement of the state of emergency, also makes sense for him. He's mentioned that he's going to work very hard in this session to steer towards tighter gun regulations and more gun safety packages that he's already proposed.
And he's saying you can't have guns in Capitol Square in Richmond on Monday. What exactly is this rally that's causing concern?
So the rally is being organized by the Virginia Citizens Defense League. Thousands of people online have expressed interest, and the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, and law enforcement agencies have warned that it's likely going to be a very large presence.
So what do the people who are organizing the rally say about the governor's move?
So I spoke to the president of the VCDL yesterday, and he said he does not think it's legal. They're having a lawyer look into that now. But at the same time, they've also told their members that they want people to respect whatever laws are put out. They want this to be a civil demonstration. They don't want to see the sort of violent clashes we mentioned earlier.
Where's the NRA in all of this? Of course, the group is headquartered in Northern Virginia. Are they part of this rally?
So the NRA is separate from this. They actually threw their own separate rally earlier this week in protest of tighter gun regulations. But the NRA is not working with the VCDL, although we do expect to see a number of NRA members at this event just because of the crossover there.
Well, as you mentioned a moment ago, Governor Northam and other Democrats have been vowing to take up gun legislation in the General Assembly, the session that's ongoing. And we've seen a fair amount of pushback from localities that have said they won't enforce additional gun laws. What does that mean in reality?
Yeah, so as you noted, dozens of localities have said that they will not enforce any additional gun laws. Now, the legality of that is that they cannot actually do that. Laws are laws, and you can't actively say that you're going to defy the law of the land. And the attorneys general actually this last month mentioned that that is not something that he is going to stand for.
Well, this rally is going to be going on in Richmond on Monday. What should people there expect beyond the usual police presence that you'd find at the state capitol on your average day?
Law enforcement cautioned that there would be an increased police presence in preparation of the rally. The governor has expressed concern of bad actors, particularly white nationalists and out-of-state people, rallygoers, threatening violence and harm to the Capitol and gun rights detractors. So the official stance is that there will be a heavy police presence throughout downtown Richmond that day.
Guns in America's Alana Wise, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you, Matt.
And Alana and WAMU's Daniela Cheslow will be covering the rally in Richmond on Monday. We'll hear more from both of them then.